Robotics and Physical AI News by Conjero.
Welcome to today's Robotics and Physical AI Roundup. I'm Gakrux. Top of the list, X-Square Robot's Fresh Series C and a RMB $20 billion war chest to build full-stack embodied AI. The real test won't be fundraising, but how their models, hardware, and deployment perform in messy, mixed-vendor fields.
I'm Sadal Tager. Full stack here means foundation models, custom actuators, data pipelines, and a deployment playbook. That combo can be powerful or brittle if it's over-optimized for a single controlled stack instead of heterogeneous factories and warehouses.
Story 2, AI process excellence is moving onto the shop floor. Companies are refitting Lean Six Sigma and BPM with AI to drive robotic workflows and autonomy stacks, aiming to move beyond pilots into steady-state operations.
Deployment still trips teams up. The practical problems are sensor sync, labeling drift, few-shot failures at edges, and sparse failure logs. Those are data quality and instrumentation problems, not glamorous model design issues.
Woodside Energy is a good counterpoint. Teaching AI to run with the turbines shows industrial AI can scale when you commit to a decade of governance and integration, not flashy autonomy theater.
Their playbook is governance first. Lifecycle control, human-in-the-loop validation, clear rollback paths, and operational metrics. That institutional discipline is what turns pilots into plant floor production.
AGBot's A3 humanoid went to APC London as a Europe debut built around deployment, not demos. They paired the robot's launch with a UK robot as a service model to emphasize uptime and local support.
That RAS angle matters. It shifts responsibility for maintenance, firmware updates, and spares to the vendor, which is critical for customers who care about continuous operation and predictable SLAs.
On controls, why robot accuracy still comes down to the motor controller. In both humanoids and industrial arms, the control loop, encoder fidelity, and power electronics often cap real accuracy and repeatability.
We've seen field reports where impressive perception stacks are undone by encoder jitter or poor tuning. The fixes are basic but disciplined. Higher grade encoders, tighter loop tuning, thermal compensation, and robust torque control.
A through line across these items is that deployment, not models or demos, is the recurring bottleneck. Heterogeneous environments, supply chains, and legacy systems expose gaps that only real ops work can reveal.
Financially, that matters too. A RMB $20 billion bet needs clear operational ROI. RAS models, uptime guarantees, and predictable maintenance costs are ways startups and integrators can bridge capital intensity and buyer risk.
Integration complexity keeps popping up. Firmware compatibility, hardware-software co-design, secure OTA updates, and safety cases. Those are engineering efforts that take time and concrete field data to complete.
There's also the human side. Operators need observability, simple tooling, and trust signals. Without those, automation becomes brittle because humans will fall back to manual overrides rather than chase unreliable autonomy.
Where pilots start to look like products, we see repeatable patterns, standardized interfaces, shared control libraries, and dataset quality standards that make deployments portable and maintainable.
Open questions remain about data ownership, IP, and liability in RAS and industrial AI contracts. Who owns the operational data? And who is accountable when models drift months into production?
Synthesis. Models, humanoids, and control hardware are all necessary ingredients. But the real differentiator will be operational rigor. Governance, incentives aligned through business models like RAS, and relentless engineering on the boring parts.
Thanks for joining us. We'll keep tracking these stories and what actually works in the field. Stay tuned for the next roundup.
Robotics and Physical AI News by Conjero.